I remember at Christmas getting a great thrashing machine. A block of wood with wooden spools nailed to the side, but I loved it as I loved the threshing. All through the long summer days, I would walk the fields with my dog. At night, my mother rubbed strong liniment on four-year-old legs. Growing pains, she said, although one always hurt more and didn't seem to grow any faster. And the grain grew too and past me, was higher than I was, and then harvest, and the wonder of it falling to the binder, the magic of the machine as it tied the sheaves and ka-chunked them into the carrier. Then the stooking, little teepees covering the prairies again, and the golden warmth of everything. And the threshing machine, they wouldn't let me too close, it might eat me like it ate those sheaves, and like the men in the crew could eat, and they could eat even when it rained. Well, I sat for hours, nose to wet window, watching the great gray dinosaur deep in the timeless mists. And hot, clear, windless days when everything sang, and the big belt slapped and the machine came to life again. Wagons were on both sides, and the big horses were standing strong and ready and switching flies with dignity. The sun caught the arch of the long plume of straw, and the chaff lifting, the old hands fed the machine in a sort of easy, sweat-oiled rhyme, and the new hands stood in the sheaves they tried to lift each time, and the old hands laughed, and the new hands laughed, and they were men together.